AppleTalkLive.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for Dr. Asa On Call, the show that's empowering your health. And now, the doctor is in. Here's America's health and lifestyle coach, Dr. Asa Andrew.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm Asa Andrew, your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze, this is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email at asaandrew.com. We are your prescription for change. We're going to kick it off with Christy. Hi, Christy. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Dr. Asa.
Hey, hey, good to talk to you.
Could you please give us your opinion on bioidentical hormones for women, especially after age 40, and also what natural things can increase testosterone for men? I was listening yesterday and just caught the last of what you said about the dopamine, I believe.
Okay. So you want me to – okay, so first let's back up for just a second. So bioidentical hormones for women over the age of 40, are they good? Are they not good? Are they helpful? Are they not, right? Should you or should you not? Is that kind of the question?
That's the question, you know, the to be or not thing, to be.
To be or not to be, I know. And that's what so many people say. Well, here's the reality is, with, and especially with women, I mean, it just is, because with the bioidentical hormones, you have to be really careful. And here's why. I'm not against them. Just so you know, on the front end of this conversation, I'm not against them, because like with any kind of medicine, even though they can be bioidentical or natural or compounded or however you want to put it, regardless, there's a need for them at times. But there's a lot that you have to look at with the body, especially with a female. Guys, too. But, I mean, with females, you have to be very careful how you play around with the hormones. And it's really the better option to push the body to make its own. That's what you always want to do.
Sure.
You want to push the body. You want to do everything you can to push the body to increase estrogen, to keep it balanced, and balance progesterone and balance testosterone at the levels that they need to be. So getting blood work done on a routine basis is important. So if you're wanting to fine-tune the body, you want to stay on top of your blood work. And doing it every 6 months is a real good way to go. It really is, for the hormones, all the way around. And just having it, someone monitor that. There's a lot of things you can do nutritionally, too. And, I mean, when we're talking hormones bioidentical, are you talking about testosterone included for women? Because I know you mentioned that for men. But are you talking about for women as well, like for sex drive and all that sort of thing? Or are we just talking more?
No, actually, I was, for women, I was thinking more along the lines of when you begin to notice the changes in the tissues, changes in the skin. I'm an esthetician, so particularly the effects on the skin are of interest to me. And I was kind of curious about homeopathic types of remedies to naturally help stimulate the production of our hormones.
They do work.
Yeah?
Yeah, they do. And it's one of those things where everyone's different. And you always hear about what we call biochemical individuality, meaning everybody has their own biochemistry and everyone reacts differently to different ways to certain supplements, herbs, medicines, foods. I mean, everybody kind of has their own thing. But, I mean, yeah, homeopathics work, because the homeopathic principle is like cures like. And so it's kind of the vaccination principle, kind of. It's you give the body something, and the body will help produce more of its own, or it'll help fight against something, or it works along those lines. So, for example, sometimes for a guy, they may have some type of orchic tissue. If the guy has low testosterone levels, orchic tissue is testicle tissue. and they may use it from a bull. They may take it from pig. They'll get it from some bovine, which, you know, it's for cows, whatever. So they kind of look at it that way, and they'll extract it very, very slight amount, like 0.00001% of something, and they'll introduce it, and sometimes it can cause a reaction in the body. So that's one thing. I'm a bigger fan of using foods, lifestyle choices, to push the body to make its own. For example, women, if they have a complete hysterectomy, okay, they're still going to make estrogen in their fat cells. So how do you get the body to do that, and how do you get the body to do it more effectively? Well, there's a couple of things you can do. Keeping the healthy fats at a good level, about 30 to 33% is a great way to do that. So if a woman will, you know, because most women are freaked out by fat because of the 80s and 90s where the whole low-fat diet meant you're going to get lean and skinny and look great, which is not true. That's what threw our country into diabetes, because everybody started eating all these carbohydrates and no fats. And so now we realize that hormones play such a big role based on the fats we eat in our diet. So if a woman will keep her dietary fat intake to about 33%, the good fats, almonds, walnuts, you know, cashews, omega-3 fats, cod liver oil, fish oils, and even the fats that are in coconut oil, those kind of fats are going to keep hormone profiles in the body at their highest peak. And it will cause the body, for a man, it'll cause an increase in testosterone. For a woman, it will cause increase in estrogen regardless of their age. Now, if you're 70, it might not get you back to the levels you were at 25, but it sure will get your levels at the peak that they can be. And then there's other things that, for a woman, for example, that they can do to increase estrogen levels, such as black cohosh, blue cohosh. There's different herbal formulas that can help do that. But, I mean, it really comes down to, I mean, when you're looking at, like for you, and why women, probably and men, come to you is for the health of their skin long term. So you get someone in their mid-40s, and they're discussing all these things with you. Should we do bioidentical replacement? Should I not? Botox or not? I mean, you know, there's all these different questions. But the vitality of the skin and the glow of the skin and the health of the skin is going to be dependent on the hormones. So, yeah, it's important. But there's too many things. Your diet is the first line. You know, in medicine, they always talk about the first line drug, second line, third line. The first line, really, for younger-looking skin, hormone balancing, is the food that they put in the body. And that's the thing. Most people are eating fast food, not exercising, and they think that if they just take the pellets or the creams, that they're going to look like they did when they were 25. And if you don't have a good foundation, then that's not going to happen. And that's why I don't like anything that's a quick fix, the silver bullet. I'm not a big fan, because it means that you're not willing to do the work to keep your body healthy, and it's not going to last, because the pills are only going to do so much. There's negative feedback. For example, if a woman has low estrogen and she takes bioidentical estrogen, let me ask you a question. Will she have to take that hormone for a year or for the rest of her life to maintain that? How would you answer, Christy?
I'd say she would have to continue to take that, and it probably have to increase over a lifetime.
Yeah. Right. And so does that sound like you're working on restoring the body, or you're kind of giving the body a crutch?
Yeah, exactly. You're just kind of covering the immediate and taking care of it with a Band-Aid approach. Yeah, you say that because I've kind of approached that and try to explain that to my clients with their skin.
The other thing about men and testosterone, I tell you what, we're going to go into a commercial break because this is a big topic, and I don't want to wrap this up in 15 seconds. So men and testosterone, how it affects them, dopamine levels, how dopamine, which is a powerful brain chemical, connects with testosterone, and how we might be missing the root cause of why our testosterone levels as men are getting low and throwing us into andropause.
My America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure. H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials. When you want the best in healthy choices, turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it, with what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts. If you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there will really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you will be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
We'll be right back.
Sportsman, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out, asaandrew.com. Going to the break, we were talking with Christy, and we were talking about a couple of different things. We were talking about women and their hormones. Should they do bioidentical? Should they not? And then, of course, we were getting into the conversation about testosterone in men. And men do go through a phase of life after the age of 40, similar to women. Women go through menopause, and guys go through a thing called andropause. It's a time of life where our testosterone levels and growth hormone levels begin to decline. And we get some similar symptoms. I mean, we don't get the hot flashes, obviously, but we get more fatigue, moodiness. We have a decrease in our tone and our skin. And, of course, you can have loss of muscle tissue and loss of vitality. Libido goes down. All those kind of things. So men have a phase of life they go through as well. And there's a lot that can be done to manage that. Now, there's the hormone therapy. Right now, what's hot in medicine with men is replacing testosterone, whether it's an injection, a pellet, or a cream that they rub on their skin. They're doing anything they can. They go in, they get a blood test, and their testosterone levels are low. Well, testosterone levels are low, so we instantly give androgel, or they take an injection, or their doctor gives them something along those lines and monitor the blood work. Well, here's what happens. It's called negative feedback in the body. The body has its own mechanism. This serves the same way for women. The body has its own mechanism for producing hormone, wherever that might be, for whatever aspect, whether male or female. But let's just talk about testosterone. So, for example, the body produces testosterone. And with this male hormone, it begins to decline. Now, it can decline for several reasons. Number one, stress levels. As they increase, it's shown, and we know by research, that testosterone is going to drop. So your testosterone drops under a lot of stress. You're working 80 hours a week. You've just gotten married. Now you have a kid, and you have, you know, mortgage to pay, and you've got the typical stressors that a man has with being a provider. Maybe it's a single provider home. I don't know. Whatever the case may be. Anyway, testosterone levels drop because of all the stress. But it's also because of a lot of other factors. We've learned now that dopamine is one of the main brain chemicals that we have, neurotransmitter, if you will. And dopamine is tied directly to testosterone production. So dopamine levels go down, testosterone indirectly is going to go down. And people get on antidepressants. Certain antidepressants can affect dopamine levels. Wellbutrin is one of them. And when you get on Wellbutrin, it drives dopamine up. Well, another correlation is that when men get on Wellbutrin, there's a propensity for their testosterone levels to come up a little bit. Why? Because you're driving up dopamine. So life throws us different curveballs, and it's up to us to what we do with it. Because if you take testosterone, when maybe it was dopamine and stress and life that was causing testosterone level to go down, nothing wrong really with the mechanism of producing the testosterone. It's just external factors because we're made up of so many components, three components to every person: mental, that's the brain chemistry, neurotransmitters, subconscious mind. Then you got the chemical side of the body. That's the second side. That's how your body chemistry works, your heart, liver, lungs, kidneys, hormones, glands, everything, how it works biochemically in the body. And then thirdly is the structural aspect of the body, the bones, muscles, and nerves, and acupuncture meridian points, and how all of that causes the body to work. So everything affects everything in the body. We can't just say one area is the root cause. They're all really intricate. They're all completely connected. So when it comes to testosterone, it's not really the best way, in my thought and opinion, to, unless you have to, some men have to, but unless you've exhausted every other way to kind of kick the body in the seat of its pants and get it to work better on its own. And this is a hot topic. It really is right now. And I'm seeing a lot of guys get on testosterone that should not be. And you're going to become dependent on it. So, for example, your testosterone should be 550. And let's say due to life happening that now it's down to 200. Going to the doctor. Doctor says it's low. They spend their 15 minutes with you. They read the blood work. They put you on androgel, which I'm not knocking the drug itself. It works. It does what it's supposed to do. But you take the androgel, and now you get your levels back up to 500. Well, what's going to happen when you come off the androgel? And as time goes on, that number is going to slowly decrease. Why? Because the receptors are going to get full and they're going to get worn out and they're not going to be able to contain what the drug was doing and the hormone was doing itself. It's called negative feedback. And the negative feedback also, a portion of that, is if you come off the androgel, let's say you were at 200, when that meaning you stop, it's not going to go back down to 200. Because remember, the body was producing testosterone and then you gave it more testosterone, so what's going to happen? It makes the body lazy. The body's going to say, you know what? I thought I was working hard to give you testosterone, but now you've come in, you've brought in testosterone in here, and now if you're going to bring some other testosterone in here, I don't need to work as hard. I'm going to take a lunch break. I'm going to go chill out for a little bit, and I'm not going to really do anything. So now all of a sudden, the androgel goes away, and these boys over here have cut their workload in half. Now it's going to go down to 100, and you're going to have to work twice as hard to get it back up to normal. It's called negative feedback. And that works for pretty much any hormone system within the body. So it's something you really want to look at, and you want to maximize everything you can do. There's a lot you can do to raise dopamine levels, by the way, in the brain that can affect testosterone levels. One is by increasing certain foods, and the certain foods that you want to increase for dopamine are meat, fish, eggs, cheese, and chocolate. With the proteins like that, that's why, Christy, it's so important for men to have a good, solid amount of protein in their diet. So meat is for organic, grass-fed, of course. Fish, whole eggs, not the egg whites, organic as much as possible. Cheese, the harder the cheese, the better. And also chocolate. Dark chocolate, 80% cocoa or greater, stimulates high amounts of dopamine. Stay off the caffeine because it depletes tyrosine and phenylalanine, which will cut down on the production of dopamine in the body. And there's certain supplements that can help, but don't rely on the supplements. Remember, food is first. You can do blueberry extract, tyrosine, pyridoxal-5-phosphate, N-acetylcysteine. All of those in research have shown to help with dopamine levels. Eating 30% of your diet in fat is also good. And new research on exercise, 30 to 40 minutes a day, 3 days a week of intense weightlifting will raise testosterone levels up to 200 to 300%. Hope that helps.
Hey folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, I do take it for myself. I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Six, safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. FreezeDryGuy.com is having a 25% off sale on Mountain House cans, the world's finest freeze-dried food. With a 30-year shelf life, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. And today, it's 25% off only at FreezeDryGuy.com. Since 1970, FreezeDryGuy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. Go to FreezeDryGuy.com today for 25% off food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD. Today is what counts. Tomorrow may be too late.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste, by far. Best results, by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out, asaandrew.com. Also, check us out, Facebook and Twitter. Links are at our website. Make sure to check it out. Also, our weekly email newsletter. If you're not a part of that, you need to be. Great information to empower your health and your life. Too few doctors are telling their patients they're overweight. Many people who are overweight and obese either don't realize it, really, or they're in denial. And too few doctors are setting them straight, according to a new study in the Archives of Internal Medicine. Maybe it's because the doctors are fat and they don't want to tell their patients they're fat. That's just my opinion. Researchers analyzed data on roughly 5,000 people who took part in a government health survey between 2005 and 2008. One-third of these obese participants and 55% of overweight participants had never been told by a doctor they were overweight, this study found. If a doctor did comment on a patient's weight, it seemed to make an impression. Duh. I mean, really? So nearly 20% of these people, obese people, whose doctors hadn't brought up their weight, described themselves as not overweight, compared to just 3% of those whose doctors had addressed their weight. So obese and overweight patients who discussed the issue with doctors were also more than twice as likely to have tried to lose weight in the previous year. So, I mean, as we're seeing here, we already know this. But as we're seeing here, your physician's opinion of your health, in whatever category it might be, it matters. And so I just really encourage doctors. I know that that many are not trained in the area of nutrition and health and weight management. And realize this, too. I mean, based on this study, and just
to be a doctor's advocate here, a physician's advocate, also there's certain categories kind of in the past that physicians have relied on. The registered dietitians, for example, in a lot of hospital settings, they're kind of the ones that manage all the eating plans and dietary plans. So remember, in medicine, everything's broken down into subspecialties. And because doctors' time is so valuable, it's one of those deals where, okay, let's say you have 10 minutes to see a patient, and you've got to manage five different medications, blood pressure, diabetes, and they're taking, my gosh, migraine headaches, and you know they're dealing with GERD. So you've got to go in a follow-up visit and handle all these different medications, making sure they're doing okay. And, oh, by the way, my big toe hurts today. And, oh, by the way, let's get some lab work. And, oh, by the way, let's do your analysis. So you've got all this stuff you're trying to cram in 10 minutes because that's all insurance is going to pay for anyway. And, oh, by the way, they're probably overweight. But if I even mention that, they're going to want a 15-minute conversation about what to eat. And really, I don't know what to tell them to eat anyway because maybe I don't eat that well, or I don't know a whole lot about it because I wasn't trained that way in school, or I just don't have time for it. That's really what's going on through their minds. And no fault of theirs. It just kind of is what it is. So let me get you to the registered dietitian, and they'll help you. It's kind of like if you go into a doctor and you ask, and they're crunched for time, and you've got a question about, I mean, I don't know, orthopedics, and they're a family doctor. They're probably going to send you to an orthopedic. I mean, they may try to answer it real quick, general question, but that's why the subspecialties are there. Everybody's supposed to be an expert in their specified area. And so a lot of times for the eating and kind of dietary, lose the weight kind of deal, outside of bariatric medicine, which is becoming a subspecialty within its own right, now, or traditionally, they've always sent them over to the registered dietitians. I just think, and nothing against RDs at all, I think it's a great specialty, and I think they need to, I mean, it's actually really great. I just think that even based on this little study right here, that when you've got 20% of obese and overweight people who acted on the fact that their doctor said, hey, you're a little overweight, it's going to affect your health, it could affect your blood pressure, it could affect diabetes, it could affect depression, whatever, they were more likely to take action and do something radically different with their health, and versus 3%. So I just think MDs that are, or DOs, physicians, primary care, need to step up if they can. I mean, if anything, make a follow-up visit. Tell your patient that you want to see them in a week. Like, let's say you see them for their medications and whatnot. Let's say you got a hunch that they're overweight and you think there might be an issue there. Set a follow-up visit in a week or two, and so we're going to discuss some more things regarding your health in a couple of weeks, and take that next 15 minutes or 10 minutes and do nothing but dietary recommendations and lifestyle counseling and get into that. I mean, it's part of the model anyway, and the people need it. They really do. And coming from a physician, it matters. It just does. It's the final authority, and it's rightfully so. I mean, the primary care physician or any other higher-end subspecialty, I mean, it takes a lot to get there. And the education is incredible. And so it deserves that kind of authority. And, you know, with all humility in the world, I think the physicians should make the time to do the lifestyle counseling or send them to certain physicians that would be able to do that or that's what they kind of specialize in as well. But I think it's important because I think the people more than ever, when you look at shows like this, and you look at shows on television like Dr. Oz or even what Travis is doing over with the doctors, I mean, we're all kind of doing the same thing. And the message is we all do it in a little bit different way, but the message is clear. It's preventative. It's lifestyle-based. It's what can I do to stay healthy? It's how can I lose the weight? How can I live a healthier life? What can I do to have more energy, more vitality, be better for my family at the end of the day? And if more doctors would kind of join together in working on the front end of this lifestyle movement and preventative care movement, it would make a big difference. And we wouldn't have statistics like this. I just think that it's vital and it's important, and I think the people need it and they want it, and we have to do that. Because at the end of the day, doctors are considered healers. They're considered teachers, too. I mean, the word doctor doesn't mean healer. It means teacher. And I really believe, and there's some physicians that I've been around that are amazing teachers. I mean, I love it when I've been around some great specialties, especially just at times I've seen them, certain physicians, go through drawing diagrams for patients in a room, taking the time to draw these silly little diagrams that look so elementary, but to watch the light bulb come on in a patient's face is incredible. Rather than just rattling off a couple of terms that they saw in a latest study, that's not going to make any sense. I mean, it's just one of those deals where I think if we take more time to teach, take that extra 5 minutes to teach so that patients get it, then they're going to be more empowered to make radical changes in their life and with their health. And I think with something like this, where we have a country that's the most obese, overweight country in the world, and we also have the most sophisticated medical system in the world, technically. Not that Europe and other countries don't have higher-end medical systems and they're up on the research and all that. It's just we are kind of coined and being looked at. I mean, if you look at medical students all over the world, everybody's biting the bit to get into the U.S. to practice for the most part. Why is that? Because our healthcare system is what it is. It's very strong. Very strong. Great research, everything going on here. So, with all that said, I just think that as we work toward, which President Obama, one thing that I do like about the plan, and I'll keep saying this, there's a lot of things I don't, but there's a lot of things I do, and one thing is that there's a strong lean toward prevention. And it's, to me, of course, it's my heartbeat. That's why I do what I do. I love it. I think preventive medicine, preventive health care in general, lifestyle-based, natural health care, I love it. I thrive on it. I think it's amazing. But also thrive on regular medicine. And I'll tell you that it's vital that all sides of medicine work together. And I was talking to a guy the other day, a surgeon, and he said that he thinks, and he's an older gentleman, and he said that he really believes in the next 10 to 15 years that natural and preventive medicine are going to have a place as a subspecialty because the people are demanding it and there needs to be a place for it so that we can continue to grow as a profession and continue to grow within the healthcare system so it can evolve. And I agree. I do. I completely agree. And when you have a country that's overweight because of our food supply, the processed foods that we eat, the large portion sizes that we typically get in restaurants and that we've learned to adapt and eat. I mean, there's just a variety of factors. Our sedentary lifestyle, you sit in a car, you sit at your job, and you come home and sit at night. It just is what it is. We're sedentary. And we've become this overweight nation that has to make a change. But I find it interesting. I just, based on this, it's very important that doctors step up and start doing lifestyle counseling more in the primary care setting. I realize subspecialties really, that's not their gig, and there's only so much time, but I do hope primary care steps up more and we do more educating of the docs, maybe at yearly conferences or whatever it might be, for the guys and gals that are already out. And then, of course, ones that are in school, that they, of course, add more to the curriculum. Some universities...
I started from when I was young. He knows how to read labels since he was probably 6 and 7 years old. You know, from the cereal, for example, I bought the amount of sugar in the cereal and made him look for that. And he's been to dietitians, to nutritionists, Weight Watchers, a shakedown program. And at a very young age, they said, oh, he'll grow out of it. Wait until he hits puberty. And da 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 da. And finally, you know... We're still here. He's been growing like a weed, 6 foot tall, but he says that he's about 240, but I think he's more, maybe 250. He probably wears, 42 or 44 inch.
So he's up there. And with someone at 15 and being that young, but having that much weight on him, there has to be something to do. I've got some ideas for you. Hang tight and we'll be right back.
Hey, folks, you've heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicines.
While I do take it for myself, I've actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's AminoActive.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Bedford Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out, asaandrew.com. Going into the break, talking with Tara. Tara's son is 15 and has always struggled with weight. And different doctors and different people have told him, oh, he'll grow out of it. And even though now he's 15, weighing close to 240-something pounds, everyone keeps saying, well, he'll get over it, he'll grow out of it, he'll go through a growth spurt and it'll be fine. But at the end of the day, Tara, you know that he is in more of an obese category, and it worries you. And
right.
You know that if he doesn't take action, that it's not going to be good. That you said that he's setting
right.
himself up for living life as an adult obese, and it's
right.
going to be hard on his health.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me a little bit. We were kind of going into it, Tara, a little bit. Tell me about the route he's gone. I mean, like you said, he knows how to read the labels. He understands some of that. He's done different diet plans. Like you were saying, I think, Weight Watchers and some of that sort of thing. So where is he? Does he have a hard time with food? I mean, does he eat a lot of junk food? Maybe you just don't know about it?
I think that he's resorted to a lot of sneaking habits. He has, like, for example, now, at this point, he'll go and eat on the salad bar because he knows we won't say much about it. But he gets a lot of maybe hummus or cheese or...
Okay, Tara, I think we lost you somehow. If you can call back, if there's a line, we'll see if our producer can't get you back on. But I will tell you this, that with your son being 15, if there is some of those eating habits, and sometimes it can be control, sometimes it depends on the household, how he feels about his relationship maybe with you. And I'm not saying you're being controlling, I'm just saying if there's any kind of issue where he might feel some of that, that might be his way of controlling his own life. Or if he's unhappy or if he's depressed, maybe that's his drug of choice. People self-medicate with food, and it doesn't matter if they're 35 or 15, it still can be on a subconscious level, and they don't even know they're doing it. But that might be something that's going on. If he's getting checked by his pediatrician, one thing to do is to maybe check some of the hormones. I mean, he's young, but it doesn't mean that he can't have some type of issue, possibly with testosterone, his thyroid, maybe something along those lines. So you may want to have some blood tests done just to see what might be happening. I mean, it's rare and it doesn't happen that often, but it's something to rule out. Remember, in medicine, you always think worst first, so then you can work your way backwards. So, I mean, it's one of those things where getting some tests done might be worth it. And then finding someone, I think a big thing with diets and young people are finding someone that they resonate with, someone they connect with. So it's one thing to go to Weight Watchers and have Betty Sue there who lost 120 pounds, and she's, you know, a blue-haired 55-year-old or 65, because now she's working at Weight Watchers, and that's what she does. He's not going to connect with that. He's going to have to connect with somebody probably that's cool and 25 and maybe something he aspires to want to do or to hang out with. You know, maybe a guy that's a personal trainer that's got a good reputation in town, that's just a cool guy that he can work with, almost like a big brother kind of thing. This is the way guys work, especially when you're 15. When you're 15, you don't want anybody telling you what to do. When you're 15, you want to hang out with somebody like, I don't know, that like The Rock. I mean, some guy who's an athlete, maybe there's a cool guy, wrestler type guy that that's really into fitness, that, I mean, if you're wanting him to be healthy, you know, maybe get in with somebody that has lived that lifestyle that maybe your son would want to be around. Maybe a personal trainer or a nutritionist of some kind that he can connect with. It's all about connection. It really is. If you get him connected with somebody that he thinks is cool and he respects, he'll listen to what they have to say. Period. Because kids don't do what we say, they do what we do. And you may be living a great lifestyle. You may be healthy. You may be doing everything right. But if, you know, being the parent, you know how the whole thing is when you're 15, they just want to identify. And mom and dad sometimes just aren't cool. It's just true. I mean, I remember it. So if you can find somebody to connect him with, I think that's where you're going to get your greatest success. And it could be a doctor. Young doctor that maybe he thinks cool and he really resonates with. A lot of times that can work as well. Just somebody in the health category that can help guide him down the path that he connects with. And that somebody that has some charisma to him that he would really connect with, I think is going to be your best bet. And then, of course, put the right principles. I mean, they can't be some yahoo that's telling him to eat low fat. I mean, that's crazy, too. So just make sure their philosophy of everything they have going on works very well and that lines up with maybe what you believe or what we talk about here on the show. I mean, I know he may not be into, like, reading my book or something like that, but he might want to listen to the audio CDs. Might be something that would be helpful for him if he connects. Or it's just about finding that right fit for him. And not knowing him, that's just you do. And because you know him, find the areas that would be, you know, or people that would be cool for him to hang out with. But, yeah, I mean, the principles that I talk about in my book, anti-inflammatory diet, exercising, making sure that he works out certain days, you know, 3-4 days a week, 30 minutes a day with high-intensity exercise, all of that's going to help produce more hormones in his body. It's going to help increase lean muscle tissue, decrease body fat. See, all that stuff's great in theory. You could tell him that. But it's a matter of who he respects and who he's going to listen to. You find the person that he respects and that he'll listen to and that he'll look up to, and you will find your son changing. And that's a really cool thing. And, you know, there's peer pressure and everything else that's in his life. And somehow if you could dig down to the root of that, that might be helpful as well. But it's not just about calories and reading labels. It's about finding him someone that he can connect with. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. I'm Asa Andrew. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may
have. Are you a man or woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus is a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widens the arteries and improves their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure levels and boost libido and sexual performance for men safely and naturally. In fact, both your blood pressure and sexual performance are linked to better blood flow and circulation. Dozens of clinical studies prove it. In fact, all the prescription pills for men's sexual function work by boosting nitric oxide levels. Heart Factors Plus work for thousands of men and women worried about their blood pressure and for men looking for a boost in libido, better sexual performance in both strength and duration. Call now and try Heart Factors Plus free for 30 days. 800-543-6619. 800-543-6619. You only pay a small shipping fee today. You'll see the results or simply don't pay. Call 800-543-6619. 800-543-6619. That's 800-543-6619.